Good morning, everybody. Good morning for me. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night for you if you're tuning in for some bedtime rambling. Happy Monday. It looks like we're getting into a green Monday. I don't know. I was checking some things. Coin haul. A lot of stuff looking green. I don't know. Is it alt season starting? Is it rotation to large cap starting? You see Solana and AVAX and things like that just pumping against the Bitcoin dump this weekend. So, and then Bitcoin recovering yesterday a little bit. So looks like maybe we're starting to see that rotation towards large caps here in the marketplace. And you know, after that, we get alt season. So keep your eye out, folks. It could be happening. And then I don't know what else we could talk about everything today, you guys. I see we've got conspiracy here. Are you guys minting conspiracies today? I don't know if they've got time to speak. We'll invite them up. 42? What in the world? Hello, 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 42. Man, we got an actual big project in here today. Good morning, Nina. Thanks for joining. Holy moly, lots of people joining the space this morning. Zachary, you said you could speak maybe this week. I'm not sure if you're free. I'll send you an invite as we get started. But if you're free in a little bit, if you free up and you request whatever, that's fine too. You know, this is kind of chill. I can ramble on for a little bit. I'm sure Finn don't want to hear that on the recording. So if people join me and speak, it's probably a little better for everybody else. But yeah, there's a few things I can cover. I don't really have a good list like I normally do. Like I normally have kind of a flow sheet that's going to keep me going. My dad was in town this weekend. We were just playing around with the kids a lot. So pleb is pretty unprepared this morning, but over caffeinated. So let's rock and roll. Good morning, Conspiracy. Good morning, Zachary. Thanks for taking mics. How are you guys doing?
Morning, dude. I'm doing pretty good. I actually just woke up with my notification for this Spaces, so I'm having a great morning so far.
You got some sleep, bro?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I know sometimes getting that launch going, there's a lot of stuff going on. I know you got plebs sometimes that have to DM you, like, oh, bro, I forgot to register my address. Not pointing any fingers at any plebs here in this space. But yeah, there's definitely one pleb that you had to deal with on that, I'm sure. And I saw you guys said, like, you know, if you want to get on the whitelist last minute, DM us. So, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on like that. So you were able to get some rest.
Last night I actually got some rest. I woke up to like 20 messages about designs for new structures and stuff like that. So I just sort of been doing that in the background there. But I did actually get some rest. I'm now doing my swaps. Actually, for Conspiracy, I got a whitelist through Muscle Mice, and I was pretty excited. I popped in there, and then we were delayed a little bit, but I had to get in here so I can actually get my stuff now.
Nice. Good morning. How is everyone?
Good morning, Christy. I thought I was talking to Keith there for a second. I'm sorry, guys.
Keith is teaching. He is teaching math.
My bad.
No
anyhow.
Worries.
Good morning. So, all right, Zachary, so you're minting right now. Is that what you said?
I am minting Conspiracy Culture as we speak. I got my stars being converted because I just claimed my rewards and bought a bunch of other stuff before I realized that Conspiracy was minting yesterday.
I see. Yeah. Let's see. I got a couple. I think I need to pull a couple of more here. Since we're live in space, I didn't burn through my entire whitelist allotment.
We want to apologize because we had a lot of issues yesterday, and I think just us being new to the whole thing, we actually generated Friday night. We were up really late. And then I'm a little OCD. So for me, like, the artwork had to be really on point. And there was several things that when we generated, I caught. So all day Saturday, I was reworking some of the traits and the art just to make sure it layered perfectly. So then we generated again, pretty much got like 4 hours of sleep, I think, Sunday night. And then we didn't realize our project was, it's pretty big. It's 37 gigs. So, you know, just to get that uploaded took a lot longer than expected, but it was really important to us that we put out really high quality stuff, just because there's a lot of details hidden in there. If you zoom in, there's different things that I've added in. So that was important for us. And then, of course, it was a Sunday, so I felt really bad hounding the Stargaze team. So we just had some lag time, and we're really sorry. It's not quite how we expected the launch to go, so bear with us. But we still think we are having great, I don't know, we feel like what we've got is great, and we're excited to see how it goes. So thank you to those of you who have minted. We've upped the whitelist limit. And then public's going to go live later today. So we'd love any sharing out that you have. I think there's still none of the one-on-ones have been minted. We still have lots of coins left. So coins are going to get you back stars after mint out. Our royalties are set at 7% because we're planning on giving back a percentage of royalties to holders. So every month there's going to be something like a trait that's the focus of the month. And if you hold that trait, you're going to get back. How would you say that, pleb? How would you say that?
Like, just rewards.
Rewards back.
Yeah.
So we're going to release
yield.
Like.
You could call it yield.
Okay. Still learning the lingo here. I had to ask Keith what bullish was yesterday.
It really would sound like you know what you're saying. You say bullish.
Bullish. See?
You got to put some more ooh in it. But, yeah,
I was like, is this a bad thing? Is this like we're bullshitters or?
No, it's a good thing. I have some bad news for everybody, though. It's great news for me. I got my mint through and it looks like I got rarity number 3.
Whoa. Okay. Which one was that?
It's number 2495. I got a blue whale hat, a gold coin, looks like a matrixy background.
Nice.
And some Costanza hair.
That's, yep. Costanza hair is Keith's favorite.
There's so many different things in here. So you can just keep finding stuff as you look. You really aren't kidding there.
So gold coins are worth the highest. We're not going to release the amounts yet until we mint out, but congratulations. Good job. The other thing to look for that's not going to pop up visually, that's hidden.
There's more than one type of coin? Because I think yes. I minted a shamrock or something yesterday.
Yeah, you got a green coin. So those are also going to be worth something.
So there's green and gold.
There's green, gold, and silver.
Oh, snap. So there's 3 levels of coin.
There's 3 levels of coin.
Okay, cool.
There are, if you look in your metadata, we have hidden secret phrases. I'll give you one of them. So one of them is birds aren't real. So if you mint those 3 that's and you spell birds aren't real, then you're going to get a kickback in rewards. So there's 5 phrases altogether, 3 words each. And those are hidden in the metadata. What else? We've got some other like symbols that you have to decode. There's 5 symbols that spell a word. And so we're going to do a contest on that. So we feel like we've put a really thoughtful, like fun collection together for everybody.
Yeah. So really puzzlers here are the name of the game.
Yeah. I mean, we've got the conspiracies on brand, right?
I just got another shamrock coin.
Nice job. You're so lucky.
2 shamrock coins on my mint here. So it's not a gold coin. I don't know. I feel like I gotta still try for that gold coin. I did pull rank 91 last night, which was a pretty cool feeling. I always like when I get in the top 100.
Yeah, that's great.
Unless the collection size is 100. or 200, then it's not as great. But like, you know, anything over 1,000, if it's in the top 100, I'm pretty happy. I might try and share this in the comments. Zachary, why don't you put one of yours in the comments too for people to share or see? I might pin it to the top. Maybe we'll put out a giveaway for the people listening to my space today. If you tweet out the mint link for Conspiracy Culture and say Homestead told me to do it or something, tag me so I know that like you're entering the giveaway, right? But like make it an original post with the mint link for Conspiracy Culture. Or DM it to me, right? And then I can retweet it too, repost it and whatnot, and make it go a little bit. But if you listen today, if you listen to the recording, tweet out the link to Mint Conspiracy Cultures, somehow get that post to me, and anybody who does that, you'll get rolled for a Conspiracy Culture NFT. And I'll even make it one of my little Shamrock coins, so you get some stars after the mint ends. How about that? Help out some bros, help out some new artists joining the Stargaze community by getting that info out there to people. It's not a costly mint. I think it's, what is it, 444 stars at Public Mint in a couple hours?
Well, we actually just lowered it to $3.99 to keep it under $10 for people. So we feel good about that.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Everybody got all wigged out this weekend about mint costs for some reason. And the price of stars going down. So yeah, who knows? But yeah, that's cool. So $3.99 stars when Public starts. If you, there's like 300 people on this whitelist almost. So you guys have a couple hours left to mint on whitelist. And they've already minted like a little over 250 NFTs. So the community that they've built is starting to support that whitelist community already. So yeah,
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for coming up. We'll try and get some art shared out and whatnot so people can see.
I put mine in the comments down there.
Oh, sweet. Let me pin that if anyone wants to look at it while they're just sitting here and they don't have to go look for it. You got one of them aliens. Oh, check that out with the gold coin. Yep. Look at that.
Yeah, it's a nice one. I got some conspiracy theories going on too, so it makes sense. Of course I would get a super rare.
Did you get a special word in your metadata? I got to check my metadata now for special words. I didn't do that last night. Like, I got to, you know, get on it.
I got to finish minting once we're through here. I got to try. I keep certain wallets on certain things, right? And safety first. And the one that I put for my whitelist is on my computer, which dies every 30 minutes. So I got to charge that up, finish my mint, and then just check the metadata all at once.
There you go. It's fun when technology is helping you out.
All right. But yeah, there's all these scams and stuff out there, right? Everybody's like, oh, I've been in the space for 5 years and my wallet just got drained.
Yeah, I know.
It's just not time to take your foot off the pedal. The bear market's a dangerous time, even if everything's still pumping.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, why don't you give us the updates on Bobbles now, Zachary?
Dude, I'm happy to talk about Bobbles. I'm always happy to talk about Bobbles.
Give us the updates on Bobbles, and then I'll go off on my little tangents after you run us down on what's going on. Bobbles, so, baby bulls, Claytopians, everybody, if you're not aware, it's actually kind of a big cross-chain project, and I think they're building kind of a metaverse game to go with it. Take it away, Zachary. There you go. Shitty intro, but there you go.
Hey, any intro is better than no intro, right? At least people know who we are. So Bobbles launched and sold out 2,000 collection on Stargaze, and eventually we're gonna release on 4 more chains at 2,000 per chain. So we'll have a total cross chain collection, 5 chains, 10,000 NFTs. So as far as Stargaze goes right now, we did partner with CK to fire up a metaverse. We've kind of put it, or I guess a miniverse technically. We put it a little bit on the back end while we get the Claytopians mint going. But as far as connecting those two things, anybody who holds a Bobble can actually go onto our Discord right now and click into Subber as a Bobble holder and get an OG whitelist mint spot for Claytopians. So that's a $50 mint, whereas the public mint's $85. We have 8,069 fully rigged, 3D, ready to go NFTs. You mint an MP4 file, which is like an animated, some people say GIF, but it's really a much more detailed thing than that, as well as a static for your PFP, so that you can just switch back and forth. You don't have to try to screenshot while your NFT is in motion. And then the real kicker, the big thing that we're doing that nobody else is doing, I don't know a single place that has done this so far, is we're giving everybody access to the FBX files. So if you don't know what those are, that means you can download the FBX file, you can download a 3D app, and then you can effectively make your NFT do anything you want. You can make your own commercials. You can hire an artist to make little videos and stuff. If there's a metaverse out there that we as a project aren't in, that you're big in, you can actually take your FBX file to the people who've made that metaverse and say, I want my character in here. To do that one off on an NFT is somewhere in the neighborhood in the bear market of $3,000 and only going to go up as the bull goes. So to get that for $50, even at $85, is kind of a big deal. So we're really starting to promote this unruggable idea where we're delivering all of this literally at mint or a couple of days after. The work's done. We've spent over six figures putting all of this in ahead of time, so that even if the universe were to say, kill Zach and Coleman, you still get more than the value of what you paid for. So that's one big update that we have for Bobbles, where you can get the OG, you can save $35 a mint for stuff like that. Other than that, just in case the people here don't know who Bobbles are, I said that we're trying to do the multi-chain thing and really just sort of bring everybody under the same roof. We already have Baby Bulls on Polygon, Claytopians is going to Solana, Bobbles is obviously on Stargaze and coming to four more chains. So we really want just one big Web3 space. We don't need this fractionalism or anything like that. We all just kind of come together. No more maxis, none of that. Just we grow and a meritocracy. We use whatever is best for the project. So like I said, we have the miniverse with CK Kids. We had a hiccup with staking. So we're not 100% sure how we want to move forward with staking. Our options are kind of limited right now, but the staking pool is still accruing. So that includes the 200,000 stars from the mint, right? Which is the full mint out, I believe. I'd have to do the math. 2,000 by $10-ish. Somewhere. It's in the neighborhood of the full mint. Plus, Coleman put 150,000 more stars in there. So we've actually basically doubled the staking pool for that. And we are very, very close to our first app. We are just looking if any of you guys know somebody who does dev work for Stargaze, please, please hit me up. We are having a heck of a time trying to find somebody who can finish this last part. We have the whole... What was that?
Have you contacted Wild Developer?
Wild Developer? Yeah. No, I have not. I'll have to reach out.
I'll DM you his handle.
Awesome. Yeah. We've been asking. We built the rest of the project. We got the front end done. We got the back end done. We have the, what are we doing? We have the Polygon and the ETH build out done. We have the Solana build out done. But because we launched first on Stargaze, we refuse to put this app, I don't care how much money it's going to make, we refuse to put this app out without including Stargaze, where we launched. And then 50% of all that revenue goes back into the staking pool as well. So that app, we have a trailer out. I believe you can find it on the Twitter most likely. Or if you swing into Discord, you can always ping me and I can play the trailer for you. But basically, we have the Bobbles art style, and this app lets you take any NFT that you own and the artist who did our baubles will convert it to the bauble style, and he hand does everything. It's like, honestly, we have him under an NDA because what he's doing is pretty unique, and we don't want him spreading around how to do everything in this style. But there's actually a really cool use case for it. So I'm a big believer in holding my stuff, and a lot of times that ends up with stuff that was at a profit being worth zero when somebody rugs later. And this is sort of a take back your rug project where I don't have to sell those old NFTs, but for ones that I really like the art, I still want to use, but I don't want to encourage anybody to buy a rugged project. So I can convert it to this really cool bobblehead style art. And then it goes onto a new smart contract, right? The Pimp smart contract. And I can use it without worrying about endorsing somebody that's already rugged. I'm not going to accidentally encourage somebody to go buy a rugged project just because I have an NFT that I really like from a long time ago. So it's really taking back my own rug. And I think it's a pretty cool concept. So hopefully, I'll reach out to Wild Developer and hopefully we can get that launched pretty soon. We launched one slots for Baby Bulls. We've got another game coming pretty soon. We're wrapping that one up right now. We had an error at our original launch. But I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. I'm more than happy to talk to anybody that has any questions or anything, but maybe I should let the plebe actually run his own space.
Yeah, bro. I mean, thanks for the rundown and the updates. Like, seriously, take your time to tell the community what you need. It's a recorded space, so it'll be out there for people to hear if they want to listen. I will say, like, just straight off the bat, like, you guys deserve some props for this, like, not wanting to leave behind the Stargaze collection and not wanting to launch things and move forward without being able to include that. I think that's, I don't know. I think that deserves to be recognized in this space. There's a lot of projects that would just say, all right, well, we got to move on because money's been spent, or the bull market is starting and we need to be generating revenues, or there's a number of reasons projects could make that argument. And, you know, maybe even make a reasonable argument as to why. But to be determined to not, like, let, you know, this one part of the collection be kind of left behind or, like, lingering as a loose end, I think that's pretty awesome. I will circle back and just point out for anyone listening, the Bobbles holders can go to the Discord and register for an OG spot for Claytopians, is what he said. Claytopians, yes, will be minting on Solana. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Yeah. So, and that's a $35 savings from the OG spot to the public spot, was what we found out here. It's going to be like a $50 mint on the OG spot on Solana, guys, where things are popping, right? And it's going to be like an $85 mint or something, is what he said, for the public. I'm looking right now. Bobbles on Stargaze have a 231 stars floor, guys. That is $5.91 to get your OG spot. If you do the math, I think the savings is there. So if you're interested in pursuing this, like I said, listening now, listening to the recording, you do you. But Bobbles is here on Stargaze right now, 231 stars at the floor. There's a 21% unique ownership, like, distribution, right? Like, the floor has been supported, whether it's project or community helping with that. Like, this project has been here for a bit. The value of the NFTs hasn't really just bottomed out. And here's part of the team here talking to us, telling us the Stargaze community is part of this project. It's not getting left behind. The build is for the whole project, not just, you know, the stuff we've been able to do the development for right now. So yeah, man, go out there and sweep a Bobbles if you want and get involved.
You're also more than welcome to swing by the Discord, where we have Medium articles about Claytopians. We have a full white paper. Obviously, some things kind of changed. We had the full build out ready for Polygon, right? We were literally ready for launch, and we could have just launched it and said we won our money and everything, but we didn't see quite the gaming community develop that we had expected with Polygon. It was just slightly a different flavor, so to speak. And we actually moved and redeveloped absolutely everything, basically from scratch, besides the ideas, to go to Solana. So this isn't just like a quick mint or anything like that. We have a full white paper out. We have the Medium articles out. It's a very well thought out. You can see the tokenomics for the eventual token. So before you just ape to get a whitelist spot, do swing by the Discords. We have a channel for frequently asked questions. We have a channel for info, everything like that. So you can, for once in your life, actually easily do the due diligence before deciding if you want it. So you can pop in the Discord, you can check the white paper and everything like that. And then if you want, you can either go to Polygon and buy a baby bull, or you can go to Stargaze, buy a bobble. You can secure the OG whitelist mint. And obviously that's the $35 savings. You'll be able to mint three in the OG round. So really you can save up to $105 if you wanted to.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I'll get info there. Awesome. And thank you so much, Zachary, for dropping by and taking some time to speak to us. And I always say this is your first time here, but thank you so much to all of my speakers, right? It's always great to have a conversation rather than me just ramble up here. If you have any little tidbit to drop, and you can come up and drop it and chat with me for a moment about it, I really appreciate it. It helps our community learn about your project, right? I can't tell you guys out there, and this is really for artists, creators, founders, I can't tell you how many times I've hopped into a space, heard the person speaking about their project, and that made my interest go up enough to go look into the project more. Hearing somebody speak about their project, hearing that they care, things like that, is usually something that gets me more interested in spending my own money than not hearing from them at all. So, you know, always, always, always open forum up here for creators, for projects. It doesn't have to be an NFT. It doesn't have to be a Stargaze-based thing. It can be something like Bobbles, cross-chain. You know, I see Chris down there from Fight Farms. He's always running his own spaces. But, dude, you're always more than welcome to chat. Seriously, like getting this info out to people in spaces, we've got recordings with Finn and things like that. That's how we're going to help grow this space and get more people comfortable in it too. So seriously, thank you for chatting today. Thank you for sharing information. And thank you for, you know, helping break it up. So you are here rambling with me and ranting and not just me ranting at everybody who's listening.
Yeah. We can all rant together.
We can all take a moment and just go off on a little monologue and eat up some airway. You know, like, yeah, so that's good. That's good. Hey, Tank, what's up, bro? I see you joined us. You want to come up and talk about the markets or anything? You're more than welcome, dude.
More than welcome. I could really use somebody filling me in on the market because I've been busy head down building. I don't know what I looked up and Solana had doubled.
Yeah, Solana's going. Solana might rip to all time high this week. It looks like, who the hell knows?
Yeah, I that was just wild for me. Like 1 second, you're looking at one thing and you don't even bother to check, and then you go to mint an NFT or something. You're like, let me throw a couple more Solana, and you're like, wait a second, like,
wait a minute, that's a little bit more than it used to be.
Yeah, that's I not. I didn't. Why didn't I get as much as I thought I would?
Yep. Yeah, things are getting a little funny out there with some of these tokens. It's pretty cool to see it happening. Like I said, I don't know if you heard me at the beginning of the space, but like looking at what happened this weekend really has that feeling of like the rotation into the large caps that happens before alt season. So I don't know. We'll see what happens this week. And, you know, of course, as we get, what are we like? Are we under 30 days to halving? Now we are, right? Like halving's supposed to be around the 15th at this point or even sooner. So like as we get closer, we'll see what happens too. But like to see like Solana, AVAX, I think there was one other, maybe it was Beans that I saw this weekend, and they were like green as could be in the face of that Bitcoin dump Friday into Saturday. you know, and like hard green, not just like 1%. They were like 10% in the face of it, 20%. I think AVAX was up 20% at one point Saturday or Sunday. So some of those larger caps that, you know, performed well last cycle are starting to see that rotation of capital, it looked like. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm just a pleb. But, you know, you can see how these things, these dominoes are starting to fall a little bit. Maybe Tank will, you know, take my thunder and give me a dose of reality and tell me, watch out, bro. It's going to go the other way and take your profit.
No, man. I think, first off, what's up, guys? I hope you guys are all doing well. With this dip, I'm not worried. Sorry if there's an echo. I'm not worried one bit about what's happening. You know, I've called it out a few times before that if you go to the higher time frames, we could go all the way down to the 200 SMA and still be in structure for the long-term, chart when it comes to Bitcoin. It's way below us, so I'm not going to freak out anybody and quote out those numbers. But I'm telling you right now, it's even further down below than where we are right now, and we'd still be in a bullish structure long-term. We're absolutely fine. I think it is rotation of capital. I think one of the things that people need to realize is that there, and this is nothing new. A lot of people already covered it. I tried to share it not too long ago on a Twitter post where I showed the funding rate and the liquidation heat map a while ago to people. And I told people that's the only thing that really matters. You're not one of them, but I was making a post, so it was kind of clickbaity. But like, as you guys know, the last couple of a week or so has been just a flush of liquidation, a flush of people that have been over leveraged. And so it's actually pretty good long term for the market, right? Like we need those resets where people kind of get flushed out from being too degenny. And that's where we're at right now for Bitcoin. Like it's good to have those resets. If you look at the funding rate in the liquidation map right now or the heat map right now, it looks a lot more neutral. It looks a lot more healthy. For the long-term growth of Bitcoin, which is in turn the long-term growth for the rest of the crypto landscape. And again, there's always going to be rotation, right? We're in anticipation for the halving, like you were talking about, is less than a couple, less than 30 days. So anticipation phase, we're seeing that already have taken place. We've already broken all-time highs for Bitcoin. Now you're seeing people that were waiting for that to happen, de-risk, de-leverage, get into better positions with altcoins. So you're seeing the rotation from Bitcoin dominance back into altcoins, which are going to see higher potential gains in the portfolios, in the charts. And so it's all par for the course, man. I really think this is, you know, just another day. If you also look at the fundamental things that are actually happening out there for the global economic calendar, like on a larger world scale, it's a very important day for the economic calendar. You're having Germany, Asia, parts of Asia, Japan, Australia, all put out numbers, for their GDP or for their markets. And so it's a really important thing. You're having the US actually put out their quarterly projections as far as like where do you think the economy is going to go as well. And so like all of this stuff is all fundamentally important for what's happening out there in the trade fi and global markets. Now they're one and the same because we actually have ETFs. So that, you know, there's no more separating the two. It's just, we should just call it the markets because it is what it is. But yeah, this is fucking bullish. This is great. You need to have the down days to have more up days. And if we don't have these days, like it's not sustainable. It's not maintainable. I absolutely love it. I think the people that are positioning themselves and taking profits are the smarter ones of the bunch. I've unfortunately not gotten on the Solana craze though. I wish I was that smart to be kind of a degen, but it's fun to watch, right? It's absolutely fun to watch. Sorry, I took a lot of time ranting right there.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. I'm with you, man. It is fun to watch. I almost got after that. Everybody listening, right? This is just me and what I do, so I'm not telling anybody what to do here. Don't you ape my moves and get yourself wrecked and think you can blame me. First thing you got to know, right? I'm a pleb. But I got my home, and I'm all good here with my home, so I can make my moves and be a dumb pleb if I want to be. So don't you think that you can do exactly what I do? Anyways, I seen this new one Zerk mentioned yesterday. The alpha out there was that it's not coming from Zerk himself, but it is coming from within that community. So I almost went after that yesterday, but man, I need to like onboard to Phantom Wallet and do all that stuff. and my dad's in town, and like, yeah, I couldn't sit down on the computer and like go through all of that. And then, man, I'm too cheap to go do like Coinbase to get some Solana too, bro. So I'm gonna try and find out how I can like wormhole through Kujira and stuff like that. And that's gonna take me a minute because I'm old and I'm a pleb. So, you know, I think I missed out on Zerk, sadly. I don't know anybody in here got Zerk. Maybe they got in on the pre-sale, but I heard it was over. So I don't know. But yeah, I see too, you know, if you've seen Shrimp Gang's going to be launching their own little thing, Shrimp Swap, which may let us have this type of fun within the cosmos if people can understand how to have this type of fun. Which, you know, there's this thought out there that causes you requesting to speak. I'm just overlooking it, bro. You're welcome to come up if that was up for a while. I'm sorry. I don't know. I might still try and figure out how to do it, Tank, and go get some shrimp token, because that looked like that dipped a little, and I know those degens involved in that community will play around with it a little, so we'll see. But yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff to have out there, right? If you're willing to, and you have a little capital to risk, you don't mind taking the risk. But there certainly is risk to be taken, right? And you're taking that risk yourself when you invest your capital in these games out here. What's up, bro? Go ahead, just speak.
All right. Hey everybody. I'm just able to jump in right now a while ago, but I'm at work and meeting after meeting. So I don't want to change the subject. I just want to throw my flowers out for a moment and then please get back to it. I want to good culture. I got one with Tupac and I absolutely laughed so hard. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, I knew it. I knew he was an alien. But anyways, I love how you guys are gamifying this. It's very interactive and it feels like there's not a lot of potential to continue to grow this gamification. So I'm really intrigued. And I did have a question and maybe it can be, you know, answered in a little while. But how is it that you came up with, you wanted to use different NFTs to be able to spell out phrases? I find that really curious. And anytime that you can uniquely kind of gamify a community, it gets me off. I dig it. So those types of things I want to learn from. But again, I love the art. I love the creativity. I love that you all are involved in the community. Christy, I kind of laugh a little bit because, you know, you are a little bit of a noob in here. And we all went through it. It's an extremely steep learning curve. But I feel like you've grasped it very well, and you're doing just fine. And I wish on you guys.
Thank you so
much.
That's
what I was gonna say. Oh, last thing. So I think my pleasure. Yeah, keep going. I'm in it with you. So I just wanted to say that.
I decided.
I don't know. I don't know when I'm going to have to jump off the call. So I just wanted to get that out real quick, and that was all. And so that's my piece. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. I've been thinking that I need to develop an NFT dictionary because when you're new, you realize how much you really don't know. And literally every day I hear a word like, what's a degen? What is that? What does that mean? So I think I've learned a lot in 3 weeks, but everybody's been really great. And even though it was intimidating, I've said this before, the community has been so wonderful and supportive. And luckily I have Whale Dad to teach me all things crypto and NFT lingo. So thank you so much.
It's fun to watch it.
Was the detail of your question, big one, was what inspired you guys to do the phrases and the hidden words, or if there is anything behind that concept that you have, Christy, that you could mention?
Oh yeah, sorry. It for me on my end, it was breaking up a little bit, so it's hard to hear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, and I could hear him too, but I did there was one or two where he dropped out, but the big question he had was like the phrases, the hidden phrases where you have to piece together word by word from the metadata. How did you guys come up with that? Like what was the inspiration for that? Or like,
okay, I got it. Well, a little bit about me, like just as a person, my friends have always made fun of me. Like one of my closest friends in college would call me DEFCON 1 because I always go to worst case scenario. I'm always thinking there's a conspiracy happening. And I think over the years I've rubbed off on Whale Dad. And so we just, and you know, as educators, we want to help people, especially young minds, think critically about what they're consuming. And so there was a lot that went into that. I also love like escape rooms, and I've designed like escape games for some of my students just to keep like learning and engagement high and fun. And then of course, with the conspiracy theme, there's always got to be an element of like figuring things out, and there's codes. And so if you go to our Discord, I released a code, I think it was last week. And it's a cipher. And then there's another code. So the code is something that was invented in 1990, the same year as MC Hammer's Can't Touch This song. So if you can figure that out, you've unlocked basically what you need for the collection. I'm a 90s baby. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then of course we threw in things like Costanza hair because Keith is a huge Seinfeld fan. We had to put Tupac in there. So we really wanted to make people laugh, but we also have Abe Lincoln. Later today, I'm going to release, it's one of my favorite one-on-ones. It's Doc from Back to the Future. So we feel like it's a really diversified collection, but I think I didn't want to just release art. I love building community, and I think one way to do that is to get people excited and interacting and talking. And so what better way to do that than have these secrets that slowly come out?
It's pretty cool, man. And well thought out. Like I've said it a few times. You guys have joined my spaces a bunch here as you've kind of teased out this project, but like, and Z-Teller was just saying it too. Like, you guys have developed this with your own like personal interests and like the things that make you kind of who you are. But also using like, you know, Whale Dad, using Keith's knowledge of the space and things like that. Kind of his combined knowledge with your artistic ability. I just think it's really cool how you guys have come together with this. Well thought out, and like what you just said, like there's things here that we can talk about for the next week or two. It can like build actually, because there's a couple of different things in here that can keep being like pop-up things that people are like, oh, this is awesome. Or like, oh, we finally figured, pieced out all these words, right? Like there'll be people who will be looking for these things on like secondary so they can piece it all together.
That's what we're hoping. So we'll release on April 15th, I'm going to release the first three codes, and each code will correspond to a trait. And if you hold that trait, then you're going to get rewards back. So we'll release 3 months at a time. So people who are really into it, they can try to decode it. They can try to trade and figure out, okay, I need the Miami Dow hat this month, so I'm going to try to get that one. So yeah, I mean, we have a plan for the next year. We have them all mapped out. I'll tell you, like, we also have fun things, for instance, in September. I'm a little bit of a nerd about the environment and bees. And so there's a Be Kind t-shirt and a Bee Friend. And if you hold those in September, we haven't figured out exactly the math, but basically those holders will get a reward in September because it's Bee Awareness Month. And then we're also going to give to Save the Bees. So we're also trying to give back to Beyond Stargaze. I think that's a good way to, I don't know, I mean, we feel like to whom much is given, much is required. So as we begin to make some money, we want to give back to our community. And beyond that, we also have two schools in the Philippines that we've been to that we would like to support. So one of the months will be related with education. And there's a secret code. I haven't actually seen that pop up yet. There's a secret code on a t-shirt. And so if you figure that out and you hold that, then you're going to get rewards for that. So I say all that, sorry, now I'm rambling. I say all that to say, like, we've got basically big plans to keep it fun and interactive, and we just need everybody's help to get the word out.
That's awesome. And since you so perfectly serve that up, I will remind everybody in this space, if you create an original post with the mint link for Conspiracy Culture, I'm giving away a Conspiracy Culture NFT to somebody who does that. So all you got to do is from your own handle, not a quote of this space, your own original post, right, with the mint link, and then somehow get that to me, whether you tag me in that post or whether you drop it in my DMs or whatever. Anybody who does that, I'm going to wheel of names for a Conspiracy Culture later today or tomorrow, right? So let's help Christy and Keith get that mint link out there. Let's get some info out there for people, right? Because sounds like this is a fun project. You just heard what she said. They've got a plan for a year of these different codes, riddles, things like that within the Conspiracy NFTs for the community to piece together the winning traits, to piece together the phrases, to piece together like just this random thing she's got for September, if you can find the right trait, because it's something they want to do because it speaks to them, kind of a way to give back to their own community. So yeah, man, help out by getting that mint link out for them today, and you might win an NFT from me. And I did say it would be one of my emerald coins. If y'all look at the top here, I pinned the post from Conspiracy Culture with the coins that are in the link, that are in the mint. There's gold, silver, emerald. There's this other orange diamond thing. Those are all different things. If you see it on your NFT when you mint it, you win something. Right. So I've got a couple of emerald coins that I minted. One of those will be what I give away. I'll give away one of my emerald coins, but you got to help us get this mint link out. Help a bro and his wife. Right. They're doing this. And it's actually a cool thing they put together. Like, listen to this space. If you've missed it, listen to some of the spaces they've spoken in the recordings. They've put a lot of thought into this. Christy's done the art herself. It's mixed medium, hand drawn characters on AI backgrounds. Seriously, guys, like, look into it a little bit, help get the info out, and maybe win one yourself.
You're the best. Thank you. We also have a giveaway going until 3 o'clock. All you have to do is head over to Conspiracy, follow, retweet, and then we're going to do a drawing for one of our NFTs. And I can tell you, it also has a coin. So thanks for the support, everybody.
There you go, everyone. Chances to win, chances to be a winner, and then win on top of your winning since you're winning the special Easter egg coin NFT. So yeah, good stuff. Good stuff from Conspiracy Culture. Thanks for coming up again to answer the question from Zeteller. Thanks for coming up to speak and ask your questions, Zeteller. Appreciate that. Chris, you came up, bro. You just come into chat. You were the next person, I think, to take a mic. So I gave you the chance to jump in here if you want, but Nucleus also came up. So either one of you guys, or I'll just go into something and rant and whatever. Or whoever else wants to throw up a hand or throw up a request, come up and speak if you've got alpha to drop. It doesn't have to be Stargate specific, too.
Hey, Homestead. Good to see you, man. Thanks for hosting the space. Glad I dropped in this morning. Got some good stuff from Zachary and Conspiracy. I like what I'm hearing from Conspiracy. I sent you a DM if you need help promoting Fight Farm. We try to do a lot of collabs and promotion. So if you want help getting your name out there, your project, and as soon as your mint goes public, I'm going to pick up some. So I wish I had known about the pre-sale, but that's all good. I'm glad I dropped in. Like Homestead said, just randomly came in here and heard about something I like. So definitely appreciate the space, y'all.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, bro. I'm glad that we could provide some value to your day here this morning.
Always, Homestead, always.
That's what I'm trying to do. You know it. This Stargaze season is taking off. I know everybody's all worried about what happened with price and things like that this weekend. But if you saw George's post, man, it looks like just one dumper. Who knows if it was some old person who had a bunch of leftover stars, or I don't know that stuff, or if it was like a creator that, you know, finally dumped their revenues. Who knows, man? I mean, the token pumped like crazy from that lowest of lows. Like, somebody's gonna take profit at some point. yeah, it sucks the way they did it, right? Like, don't be a chart killer, maybe. That's all I could say, right? Like, don't hate the player, hate the game. I don't know. You know, like, honestly, what one of you in this room wouldn't love the feeling of wrecking a chart? I'm sorry. That's probably rude to say. Not like rugging it, but like, you know, you did so well and you had so much size that, yeah, I don't know. But like,
Homestead, if you ain't rugging your community, you
ain't dude, you post about rugging your community every other day, so I know you are. We all learn from the Shrimp Gang or the OG Cosmo devs, I guess. I don't know. Jake, hey, Blair, yeah, thanks you got something to say about chart wrecking?
I don't personally have anything to say about chart wrecking, but I did want to say thanks for having me up, and I wanted to say something to Christy. Last week, hearing you talk about the, like, kind of embedding different secrets in your collection really inspired me a bit, and I decided to go back to my metadata and try and hide some Easter eggs. So for those who don't know, this is Nucleus Council of Scientists. I'm hoping to mint next week, but don't quote me on that. And it's a science-themed pixel art collection launching on Stargaze that the Treasury will be converted to Astro and will be participating in the Astro Wars. So yeah, the images are already generated, so I can't go back and change those, but I am going back and adding a few little Easter eggs, like maybe some NFTs will have descriptions, another couple I'm going to add some traits and make them like add traits only to the metadata. And it's actually another thing we talked last week about how easy the Stargaze Studio is to update, like update your collection pre-mint. And so you can just pick like 5 NFTs after you've uploaded all the metadata files and just edit them. So super easy to do that. And so yeah, now I'm excited to go back and mess with some. So thank you for that.
That's awesome. As a my official job is actually STEM instructional coach. I help teachers with science, tech, engineering, and math integration. So Keith and I are super excited about your collection. Best of luck. I love that you added in some of that metadata.
Yeah, I heard you say that. That's awesome. Thanks.
And for any of you guys listening in the audience here, I did pin the pin post from Nucleus Council of Scientists. If you wanted to just jump on that, it'll take you over to their handle if you wanted to find out some more about them. I do believe they have an active Telegram going. I don't know about a Discord. But yeah, if they're minting soon and it's something that might interest you, you should get after it. And like I said, some of these kind of DeFi degen-y projects coming from the Terra community, they've been well supported by that community at Mint and after Mint. So it might behoove you to look into this a little bit before it's too late. Additionally, like I said, I pinned that, but I did, since I said it, and I also kind of made the joke about it. Sorry, guys. You know, Home Pleb wouldn't be a chart wrecker, but it was a funny thing to say. Anyhow, here's the stuff from George about the dumper and how they did it. They did the Calc Finance DCA out strategy. But then I guess when the community started looking into it more, they canceled it and just dumped it. The rest of it, like, just market sold. So anyways, that's how we got from, like, what were we, almost back to 6 cents, like that summer peak we had, what, 2 summers ago at this point, of about 6 cents or so. Kind of like what would be the upper level of our, like, local resistance right now, I guess, if we're looking at it that way for stars. That's why we started dumping away from that, and now we're down around, what, 2.5 cents or a little bit more. I don't know. I guess I don't really follow the price of stars that closely. Like, I know when it's gone up more than a couple of pennies, and I know when it's gone down more than a couple of pennies, but like the cost of minting NFTs and stuff like that's been fairly stable in terms of like the stars cost of it. So that's kind of been how I've been dealing with my stars and things like that. But yeah, anyways, it does, you know, it is that time of season. And we all were getting pretty bullish about the run-up of stars there with all the influx and volume of bad kids and some of like the top 10 projects on the marketplace seeing increased volume. You know, they were doing like, you know, good volume daily and weekly there for about 2-3 weeks. So yeah, that drove up the price of stars quite a bit, right? Somebody decided to take profit, whether
whether it's an OG, whether it was a creator, I don't know because I'm not a wallet digger, but up here is the research on chain that George could provide for us. So if it's something you want to look into further, you can, right? You do you, boo. I don't know. Like I said, my take is these things happen. This is crypto. Like, there are people who have large allocations from team. NFT projects make a lot of revenue when they mint a project. Somebody eventually is going to take profit. So I don't know what to say. You just hope they don't wreck the chart, I guess, right? Tank was here. I thought he was going to share his thought on it, but he took off. What else to talk about here? I did have one or two things I wanted to say. I did want to mention the Stars dump and the George research there. The project, like the featured project that won the auction this week, is that Rebel Robos thing, and they're doing linear punks. I think they closed their whitelist up. I had told y'all, I think last week, you could go register for a whitelist in their Discord server. I think that's closed up. So that's the featured project this week. The punks are coming, right? We've got a few different punk projects coming to Stargaze, probably trying to really seize this moment in the spotlight for Stargaze, right? We don't really have, like, we don't really have a dominant punk collection here anymore. Like, Stargaze Punks is here and it's a great art, but the community is kind of fractured or non-existent, really. Like, there's people who still rock them and post them from time to time. I think Wolfman has a huge bag of them in the vault. So, you know, there's some support for the art of Stargaze Punks, but it really is just kind of a community thing at this point. And so it seems like there are other projects trying to seize on that Punks vacuum in the Stargaze ecosystem right now. So we've got this Rebel Robo Punks. They're doing linear punks coming. So that'll be featured. They did the auction, right? That'll be featured this Friday. There's network punks coming, which is like super minimalistic art. I think that's Headmaster Bernie who did all the art on that. And that's coming through Network DAO. They also have whitelist registration open in their Discord for a while. So I hope you got on that. I'm not sure if it's open or not still. I did it a while ago. And I also put out, I think, a post about it when I noticed, or when they made the announcement in their space that everyone could do that. So yeah, hopefully you got after that. And then there's also coping punks coming, which is maybe more like the standard punk art. Like, it, if you've seen the samples, it's real vibrant. It's real, like, some of the traits and details look really good. Like, they may have done a pretty decent job kind of finessing the art, fleshing out the art and the traits there. I don't know anything about, like, the mint cost or anything on that. So we'll see how that goes, and or like the size.
Hey, they said similar size and mint cost to Pixel Lions is the last that I had heard. If you
that
remember,
was like 20 Pixel bucks Lions. For Pixel Lions, right?
You know what? I don't even actually remember the cost because it was in Luna, and I don't know what Luna costed back then.
I think it was about 20 bucks in Luna, but I can't remember exactly because it's been a while, and Luna's been a bit up and down in its range since then. I feel like it's been kind of in this like 60-something to just over a dollar range for a little while.
Yeah, I just remember hearing them say, it's if anybody minted Pixel Lions, you could probably go back and look at your wallet and see
about how much that's going to be.
Yeah, but they said 5, similar 000, to 10, that.
10,000.
It wasn't very many. I thought it was only like 2,000.
Oh, really? I thought it was more than that. You know, if I wanted to be an actual NFT bro here and help my community out, I'd just go to Necropolis and look it up.
Yeah, I know. Then I could always look in my wallet and see because I haven't moved mine.
Can you just tell me so I don't have to look this up on my space for the people that came to listen to my space?
What I can tell you about it, though, is if you get a chance, pop into their Discord and check their one of ones. They're actually insane. Like, some pixel art is kind of questionable, and you look at that, and it takes you a second to realize exactly what they did. They have a bunch of 101s in there, and they're crazy.
On coping punks?
Yes.
Cool. That's good to know. Yeah, I mean, a couple of the ones they shared were pretty good looking. Like, the one, it was, I can't remember if it was like a pirate with angel wings or something like that, but that was pretty decent.
That they have like a wizard in there. They have a 101 wizard, and That was like, yeah, I gotta try to get that.
So yeah, some fire punk art, and it's you know, who knows, and there could be some Terra community support here, it sounds like. So it could be a good mint actually to be involved in. I don't know, we'll have to see, right? Like, to some degree, punks is always going to be looked at as derivative, right? Even like look at like what Network DAO's rolling out with those punks, and like, it's not really, it doesn't look like any other punk collection, right? It's very minimalistic, and it's got like a few pixely feeling traits, but like, I don't know, like, if I would call it true like pixelated art, like the full picture isn't like all pixels. It's kind of mixed feeling, but like, so is that a derivative? Like, people are going to say, well, it's called punks, right? So like, it is. But like, if the art is so different, is that a different spin on it? I don't know. You guys can be the judge too, right? Because like, art is subjective. Some of this stuff is really up to the individual and how we all see it, right? So, but anyhow, like I said, whether or not you view it as derivative or whether you view it as something new or, you know, somebody trying to do their own spin on something, if there's a community building and there's some support and fire behind it, you might not want to sleep on it just because it's derivative. That's my rant there, folks, about derivative. Like, there's this thought here that Stargaze has become a little bit too derivy with some of our predilection to bad art and things like that. But like, you know, some of it might be just low effort and things like that. And some of it might be people actually trying to do their own thing, put their own spin on it, make it their own feel. Maybe you shouldn't write everything off as a deriv just because it looks that way. Look into it a little bit more. So yeah, that's my spiel on punks coming. There's several, right? They're coming, and you know, one of them could end up being a big winner this cycle. You know, two of them, three of them could actually do a little bit, you know, in terms of flipping or something. So don't sleep. Keep your eye on these things. Go look for yourself. Decide if the community's got the feeling you want, if they're building something behind it, if it's art and culture only. But like, don't just sleep because, oh, it's another punks thing, right? Like, don't write it off just because of that. Anyways, Pixel Lions was 5,000. I'm sitting here ranting about punks and derivatives and things like that, and I came to get this answer for my community. Pixel Lions was 5,000. So we could assume that the Copium punks will be somewhere around there, maybe 4,000 to 5,000. That's a bit large for Stargaze right now. Some collections that size have struggled. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. You know, $20 mint to me doesn't seem too expensive right now. We've had this discussion a few times in this space, and in, you know, kind of the public forum here on X, in our feeds from our own personal handles. What's the right mint cost right now? We've had things that are been in the $35 range that minted slowly or quickly. We've had things in the $20 range that minted slowly or quickly. We've had things in the $5 range that minted slowly or quickly. So I don't really know, like, what exactly is the right target price for creators and founders right now on the mint platform. Some of it right now might be more about the pre-mint community build that you're doing and how much people actually know about you and your project, because it seems like people are willing to mint, you know, Kryptonium makers, because they know that it's Don Kryptonium and he's one of the OGs in the Stargaze space, and it may pump and it may rug, you know, that's half the fun of it. But like, so that one, you know, there was a community there that knew of that, knew who that person was, and so they went ahead and minted. It wasn't like crazy distribution, but I think it was about 15% unique.
Dude, I think we've been seeing that all bear market though. Really, people are just kind of tired of getting rubbed, and they feel like the more public the person, the
better
more
chance it is of surviving.
Exactly. So like, you've seen it, the cost hasn't really mattered nearly as much as how people feel. Like, even in the worst part of the bear, what, last summer maybe, Bodogos on Solana minted out at $80 and just ran from there because that dude was doing spaces every single day, right? Don Kryptonium's doing spaces. He's very public. Everybody knows him. So I think there's a lot of that in there. Like, this guy can't just disappear because his livelihood is attached to who he is and whatnot. So you feel a little bit more comfortable on Polygon. You even saw, right, the same project minting over and over and whatnot. I'm not going to throw any names out, but there's been some big controversy lately because people felt safe and spent a ton of money, and then suddenly it wasn't safe anymore. So I think that's a lot. I'm actually really excited to see so many different punk projects because there's that that feeling of competition, right? And I've had a couple of chats lately with people, and it's very much switched from the WAGME era of Terra, and we're all going to make it, and it's going to be this great big thing, to this PvP environment, right? Or some people have said PvE instead of PvP. But I think that's something that's going to really drive this space when we see direct competition, right? We can no longer take apes and bulls and dogs and just say, oh, we're different enough because we're different animals. We can all make this together. Some people are going to like this animal and some are going to like this. When you put five punk projects head to head and everybody's coming to mint, everybody's coming for the same group of people, they're really going to have to push each other.
Yeah, one of them will have to be, you know,
somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose.
For sure.
Because nobody, like, the bandwidth isn't there right now. The money's not there right now to support five blow up punk projects. But somebody's going to win this thing. And whoever wins had some sort of edge. It's almost like an evolution, a natural selection.
So here's an argument I'll make here. And like, you can't really like, or maybe not an argument, just a point I'll raise about what you said and how some of it has become gone away from like the WAGME thing to more of a PvP feeling. To some degree, that can suck because what happens is you have communities that end up being the versus, and they end up controlling what happens on the minting platform. And I think this is actually a problem we're facing right now for some of the projects minting on Stargaze, is that sub-communities are PvP, and they don't want to mint if they think it might, you know, impact the holdings that they already have or the projects that they have thrown their sub-communities support behind. And like, quite honestly, I will say it right here. Like, I think that is horrible for the platform as a whole. So depending on what your PvP ideas are, like, yes, competition's good. It's a free market and we should be supporting the best projects. But if we've got people that have developed these different subculture communities, not projects, or even if they are projects, that want to kind of control what people, new projects can do by basically not working with them because they don't want to mint them and they're not going to give them any repost, retweet, they're not going to support the whitelist drive, things like that. That's terrible. If that's how you're going to PvP, then I'll say it right here in this recorded space, you'll not get any collaboration from HomePleb. So, That's terrible. If we're going to handicap people and projects that are minting, they've got a real build and a real team behind it because it might impact our other holdings, our other bags that we've decided are going to be our bull market bags. And we're going to corner the market and the floor on and make sure that we pump those into people's feeds enough so that they buy them because we sat here and held them through the whole bear market and just decided they had to be the winners. I'm sorry. That's terrible PvP.
Yeah. So I agree in that sense, right? Because at that point, it's no longer even PvP. That's just gatekeeping, right? And there's 100% some gatekeeping going on in literally every single community that's there. You have the people that are holding and gatekeeping, and it's hard because you have to convince those people that they want to support you because they control the timelines effectively. And we've certainly seen that with our mints and stuff. We've certainly run like headfirst into some of this sort of stuff, and it's a matter of getting around it. So when I say PvP is good, I'm talking more along the lines of there's all this nonsense out there, right? And we get this bias because we're in these spaces with real builders and stuff, right? None of us are here trying to shill some fake thing to everybody else here. We're here discussing real projects. And the more you hang around with that, you sort of start to think, okay, maybe a lot of people in this space are real builders, but the percentages are still like crazy. Like every day you see a rug on Twitter, and maybe twice a year you see a huge win of a new project, right? It's very, very difficult. So when I say PvP, I'm thinking more along the lines of you have projects that have hit a standard, right? On some degree, some aspect of the NFT or Web3 space. And PvP comes where those projects aren't gatekeeping per se, but those projects are maintaining a standard until it becomes more advantageous to go to another project for whatever standard that they may have set, right? In our own projects, we're building stuff out. We're trying to give people value ahead of time. We're using our own money to fund our builds, stuff like that, right? Conspiracy is over here with an awesome concept, and you want to mint that because you want to play the game. You want to buy now once so that you can play the game for the next year and whatever they come up with after that, right? It's not all the same thing. Not everybody has to build the same thing and compete. And you could say that Bobbles has hit a standard of bringing apps and a 50% revenue share. But did we bring a game or did we do anything fun like that with our mint? No, we did not. And then you can say Conspiracy doesn't have, well, I mean, they do have revenue share. They just haven't released the numbers yet. But so it's not like an app type thing where they're just saying straight up, here's 50%. Or anything like that, but they have this game. They've hit a new standard, right? Dig through the metadata, look for this, decipher our codes, trade with your friends, go on, buy from the marketplace, get what you need, and then sell, restart from the beginning, hoard your collection, whatever you want. There's strategies to be had in there. So while we're not competing directly against each other, there's still sort of a standard to be met. And until somebody comes along and makes that standard even better, I think we're going to see a lot of this gatekeeping. We really need some people coming along that just absolutely fucking smash the ecosystem into realizing that new stuff is good again, but due diligence is good again. That's something that right now we just mint. We mint, oh, this is cool. I'm going to mint some of that, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to hope. I never even joined the Discord, the Twitter, the Telegram, nothing. I got no clue, but it said free mint, and I want my bags to pump. So I think we can bring it back to, or transition into, I should say. I don't even know if we were ever there. But like a respectable investment type thing where you know what you're getting into ahead of time, where people have well thought out ideas, and that's how we can break this gatekeeping. When the new projects come in and they say A, B, C, X, Y, and Z will happen, and here's how, and here's what we're going to use the mint funds for, and we're legit, we're going through some of those KYC companies for just the founder, not the whole team, but as soon as we start making the new projects so legit that nobody can say no, those gatekeepers are going to start losing control because people are going to buy for the access to whatever they're doing that the gatekeepers don't have, and they can't build it fast enough because they're real things. So that's sort of my little rant on it. I do agree wholeheartedly with what you said. If you're just gatekeeping, if you're just using your money or your DAO to smash other projects and make sure nobody gets a foothold because you want the next Bored Ape, yeah, screw off.
Yeah, it's not good, man. And like, I mean, one of the things is like with Stargaze, I don't know if people look at it as like its own ecosystem, its own blockchain as much as they should. And so like if something doesn't do well on Magic Eden or something doesn't do well on OpenSea, well, you know what? There's still other things happening for Ethereum on the Ethereum blockchain and other areas that are doing things for Ethereum's volume metrics that people look at, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you have an ecosystem as opposed to an app.
Hang on, Zachary, hang on. If we decide as a community or a sub-community that we aren't going to support the mints that are coming on Stargaze, we are killing the mint volume week to week. And if we hurt the mint volume week to week just because we decide that, that is terrible for Stargaze metrics. Okay? So that's what I'm trying to point out here in this space. And I think you're making the right point too here, Zachary. But what I really am trying to say here is like, and you're exactly, you're echoing the statement, right? Like if we're deciding just as bag holders and subgroups and things like that, that we want to gatekeep, we're going to handicap everything, right? We're going to slow it all down. But people have to realize that the metrics of Stargaze are all NFT driven right now, all NFT driven. And so if we've got this idea of like, oh, well, we're not going to do this week, that shows up to the greater public. And hey, maybe we don't have the liquidity this week, right? Maybe the dip at the end of the week kind of hurt people's ability to just say NFTs and stuff like that, right? I get it. This is JPEGs. This is extracurriculars, all of that stuff. I get it. But if you're really in the Stargaze community to see it live, see it thrive, you have to realize how some of those public metrics play out and filter out to the greater Web3 crypto community. I'm sorry. That's all there is to it. And if we have down weeks on minting, that filters out everywhere. It filters out everywhere. And if that's just because, well, this isn't what our sub community wants, that's terrible. We're handicapping our own selves. We're killing our own mint platform. We're killing our own volume by doing that. I'm sorry. That's exactly how it is. That's exactly what it is if we're doing that. So y'all need to think about that come Freshman Friday or Mondays when the people who like to, a lot of times, you have people like Conspiracy Culture Today launch. They didn't want to get in the bidding wars for Freshman Friday spot. And that's a whole nother topic I can rant on too. And I'm sorry if there's any Stargaze team member, actual team member, Lil Gaines or Ruan or whoever, we have got to fix this Creators Auction Freshman Friday featured spot for the Creators Auction. This is ridiculous what is happening to some of these creators, how much they're paying for this auction to not get any mint volume. I'm sorry. I am an ambassador for this entire community, not just the chain itself. I am here for the plebs. I'm here for the people launching. I work so hard trying to help projects just get their name out there to other communities through my handle, through the DMs. And I know some of you know I'm in your DMs a lot about different projects and things like that. Right? We are doing these artists and creators a huge disservice if they're paying 25,000 stars, 75,000 stars for a featured spot and they get 1%, 2%, 3% of their collection minted out. This is ridiculous. We need to fix this creators featured auction spot somehow, or we need to figure out a way to support featured mints on Freshman Friday better because we are rugging these projects before they even launch. Anybody is free to disagree with me right now.
I'm not disagreeing. I have a quick question for you.
What do we know really, like how many active users, how many active buyers, how many active people are in the Stargaze community? What is actually our pool that, you know, we're pulling from?
Yeah, sure. So what I usually do to try and get a sense of that is I'll go to like the mint page. You can also look in analytics. There, so if you go to the main Stargaze page, there's an analytics tab at the very top. It drops down and there's Stargaze overall stats. So you can go there and see active wallets, volume, things like that. And you can see how active wallets and things like that have been increasing quite a bit actually in the last few months. And I think it was, I think Joe was in my space 2 weeks ago and shared that like the previous month, Stargaze did more active wallets than even the month of Genesis Mints or something like that. So in terms of like overall active wallets, things are going up. One thing I look at is like look at some of the top projects on the mint page or on the trade and look at how many unique wallets are holding, right? So like Bad Kids has 5,000 unique owners. BitKids has 4,000. I think Pixel Squids has 1,300. So look, some of these, the Bad Kids has 2,100. So that's my take right there. Somewhere between 1,000 and 5,000 active users right now is what we've got. You know, and if you look week to week at the mints, like, look, Don Kryptonium, those are 777 unique mints, unique holders right now. Picture Day is only 631 unique holders. Some of these are smaller collections, so you don't expect as many unique holders. But again, you might only have a minting community of 200 to 500 on mint day for sure. So yeah, that goes back to kind of, I guess, where this topic started a little, is Zachary and I saying that mint cost isn't so much a factor, it seems, these days, as people knowing who they're minting or what the project is and things like that, like publicly developing things. Because I do think that you see that number of unique minters on mint day and right after mint day is a lot higher on projects where they had a very active outreach with their like their main handle active in the space, things like that. You know, a lot of projects, I think, are hesitant to do, like established projects right now are hesitant to do public promotion for new projects. Like they'll do stuff in Discord and things like that. But, you know, doing that kind of stuff, getting that stuff done where you can get collab giveaways in public, promo stuff in public, that's going to help a lot more, in my opinion, in getting that number up than a low mint cost. A low mint cost, I think you get what Zachary talked about, right? Where you get the people that are like, I don't even really need to look at it. I'm just going to go ahead and mint and hope this thing pumps quickly, right? So it's a, you know, does that answer your question? That was a little bit of, that was a lot, but I think.
Yeah, no, it does, you know, and I'm kind of like in a, trying to view this as what is conversion rate? Because I see, you know, I'm in spaces and all I see the amount of people there. And then I'm looking at the wallet activity and all, and just the numbers aren't necessarily jiving to me 100%, but what I'm seeing, my take being a pretty new person here, is that there seems to be like hype, like, I mean, like the first few hours, first day, and then it doesn't seem to be community support after that very much. This is my, you know, like, and again, I'm coming from a different location, coming from the Ethereum world. So I've seen like, let's say like some bigger audiences, and I'm not necessarily making comparisons, but what I'm driving towards is I don't know if the size of the audience is there to support everything that we're trying to do. Like I see a lot of mints coming out, but is the audience size the right size right now?
For sure. And that's, you know, I had said, I guess when we were talking about Covium Punks, like 4,000, 5,000 collection size might be a little large for Stargaze right now. And we could see that like the Modified Apes this week with 5,000, they're still minting. They dropped the mint price to 225 and it's still minting. that, like, that befuddles me, because this is the bad art home. This is actually good bad art that's hand-drawn. The traits are really good when you look at some of the bad art stuff we have here on Stargaze. And the public didn't want to mint this. So, you know, like, is it the size? I don't know if it's the size. Is it the main handle wasn't active enough? Like, I helped do some whitelist grind for the project, and I tried to onboard as many communities as I could via, like, Discord giveaways and things like that. But I don't know. I recommended to them, you got to get that main handle posting stuff every day and things like that. That's a big, big thing for a lot of people. And so I don't know, was the main handle not active enough? Did they need to get in one of my spaces and talk before creators chat on Thursday? Or try and get into one of the other, like the Shoot Your Shot or the artist style spaces that Signal has been holding, right? Like, Signal's got the art chat every Friday after my freshman Friday space. And I think it's every other week on Tuesdays, Signal does like just an open forum, like chill space called Shoot Your Shot Among the Stars for the Stargaze ecosystem. So yeah, there, you know, is something like that the biggest difference? Is it the sub-community thing, which I do think there's a bit of? Like, you know, everyone just went ahead and went after those kind of low-effort AI chihuahuas and then decided they needed to pump that floor up. So did we lose all our available capital there? And everyone was saying, well, no, these are the bags we want to pump. Seriously, I'm speculating, but these are things that happen. This is how our brains work as people, with assets that we think are valuable, or assets that we think other people want, or assets that other people have that we want, right? Like, there's a lot of psychology that goes into this stuff and a lot of thought process and mid-curving, whether you want to admit it or not. So anyways, like I said, like, there's a different dynamics here, but we've still got that project minting. They have got a DAO that they're building, where they're going to have games, poker, things like that. Like, it's not just the pop-up and peace-out thing. So I don't know. There's this Panda Hold hodl that people seem to be minting slowly, just popped up on the mint pad, but I feel like I've seen that handle a bunch, like, kind of slowly posting on X. I've seen different people quoting them or reposting them, and then now here they are on the mint, but not minting quickly. Not a very expensive mint, 99 stars. So yeah, there's a bunch of different things going on. Z-Teller, you make a great point. Is there just not enough of us here in Stargaze right now to support everything as it launches? And so we're going to have this happen every two or three or fourth week, where volume's just going to drop down a little while everyone kind of resets their purses a little bit. And maybe that's what's happened this weekend. It's certainly times with the recent reset of Bitcoin, which, you know, maybe some people were freaking out about. Certainly didn't seem like that crazy of a experience or of a dip, if we know things, you know, we know what we know about this time of the cycle. But hey, you know, if that's where you're getting your minting capital from, is within the game, right? Then it maybe makes a big difference to you. I certainly know that a lot of my minting capital comes from within the game, whether it's staking rewards or, you know, the farms that I've been playing in over on Dojo right now. Like, I've been using a lot of that to get my stars, honestly. So I understand, too, if there's some price action and that makes it harder to make those mint budgets, things like that. But definitely a different weekend this weekend. Also, how about the Kitty Paradise? It minted out. Everybody expected that to mint out fast. There was community hype around it. We know what happens with lower cost mints of decent art or ugly art or awesome pixels on Stargaze, where there's some community hype. We know what happens once those get to public mint, and it did. But then there wasn't the secondary volume like we would normally see with something like that. It took like 2 days, I think, to get to 100K secondary volume on that one. I thought we'd be flipping that thing like crazy. So yeah, you know, things maybe a little bit of a reset right now. Maybe it is that, like you said, there's just
we're still a small community. We're still building this community as people learn about Stargaze, and, you know, conference season happens and people can, you know, hear about us more and things like that. More of these people are buying their bag kids and getting exposure and exposing their other communities to it. It could be that. I mean, bag kids going over 50% unique holders is kind of a big deal in my opinion. So I think that's a cool thing. Also, BitKids over 40% unique. And both of those were kind of in the 30s for a while. BitKids even less. So, you know, I know the team, when a lot of us kind of influencers, plebfluencers, ambassadors, we talk about the trickle-down effect. More unique holders of those collections should help the trickle-down effect. Now, you know, whether the projects and the communities themselves seize that moment, it's some of it's up to them. You know, obviously we've got the ambassadors and hopefully the team helps support and things like that. But, you know, you got to seize your moment too, right? So I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, Pleb, I actually have to get running in a minute here.
You can drop off?
Yeah, I just want to... in the spirit of this conversation, and because obviously I'm here to show Bobbles just a little bit, connect how we are doing our part to fix exactly what you're saying right there. So obviously we minted out on Stargaze already. Obviously, I mentioned before, we're still going to be coming to four more chains. Part of that goal is uniting the entire space. And as part of that, obviously, since in one single Discord, we will have many chains worth of people interacting. We should be engaging and bringing more volume to Stargaze itself. On the other hand there, we also have this first app that we've been working on. Obviously, I said earlier that we aren't launching it without Stargaze. So that should help drive some volume to the space. I think that's a big thing that we're sort of missing right now. Maybe I haven't seen the projects per se that are doing it, but we are building this multi-chain app. And as people come on from ETH and Polygon and Solana, the other places that we're going to be connected to, and they see the Stargaze dropdown, at least right there is, oh, what is this? At least that's some opportunity for the NFT projects on Stargaze to benefit from that when they're like, well, if I can convert from these three big chains, what is over here that I can convert from as well? And then they come and they see these 15, 20 stars things that exist. And if they like our project, you know, fingers crossed, obviously, I hope that they like our product. They see, oh, it doesn't even matter if I'm in this because I like this art here and I can use it with the Bobbles project. And now they're tied into the Stargaze space. So hopefully we can help convert other NFT based chains, not based, but other NFT users from different areas of the Web3 space and get them using Stargaze. And I think the more we see projects that are doing real things and not just launching for the art, I mean, if you think about it, launching for the art's cool, and there's some stuff I've put in some bids and stuff to buy stuff just strictly because I like the art. But Stargaze doesn't even really have a great display type thing. If you go back to even think like MySpace, if you're old enough, like the huge thing about MySpace was like my top three or my top six or however many that was. I was like 10. But I know like you chose your top six. Even if Stargaze would do something like that, make your profile something for you where you care about art, then we might start seeing people minting and, you know, taking a moonshot for some of these new projects, right? If people are like, I might get a one of one on this project, even if I'm not involved, I might still mint. I might still help that mint volume and just take a shot on it because it matters so much if you have six incredible pieces of art on your profile versus having to dig through I don't even know how many hundreds of NFTs are on mine right now. I know it takes a while to load sometimes. But yeah, so obviously Bobbles, back to Bobbles one last time, is that we're still on the secondary. I think it's like 215 on the floor price. We see offers get accepted in like the 130, 150 range every now and then. Sometimes takes a couple of days. But we are doing our part to help Stargaze specifically. We're doing our part to help Web3. And it's all, if you do buy a Bobble, make sure you come to the Discord. Make sure that you register as a Bobbles holder and get your free mint for Claytopians. And circle back and talk to me. Read the white paper. I'll answer any questions that you have about it. Pleb, thank you so much for hosting this space. I've been over an hour and a half now. An absolute legend. I'll try to get around here more. Monday mornings are sometimes difficult for me, but I'll try to be in here, support more. And they're not here anymore. But if you just joined, go back and listen to what Conspiracy Culture has to say, because their mint's pretty cool.
Awesome. Thanks for joining today, Zachary. All right. Hang on, guys. So was scrolling through because there was some alpha I saw yesterday I was trying to find. And I can't find it right now. I'll keep trying to find it. But I did see the Rec Gang post from this morning, so I wanted to get that pinned in here. Check it out. There's a snapshot coming for all Rec Gang NFTs. A claim process will open in the Discord later. Sometime later. And there's a, you know what that icon means, next to it. The parachute icon. So if you've got some Rec Gang, I'm not sure what's coming exactly, but hey, there's a snapshot coming. What else? If you're active on Dojo Swap, there was the Lavana airdrop today, so go pick up your pennies there. But yeah, maybe if you're a whale, it's a little more than that. But yeah, anyhow, Dojo Swap, you guys know, they've got this airdrop platform. I've been talking it up. I will be honest, I de-risked just a little bit after that baby Dojo airdrop. I still have some farms going there. If you go to their airdrop tab, you can see what's coming. They're teasing out some more. There's this Dojo that's coming from the Dojo Swap team, I think. So that might be actually one that has some value to it as well. There's another one of these silly reflection tokens coming, baby roll. I don't know if that'll have value to it or if it'll be more of a meme. But that looks like that'll be coming at the end of March too. Anyhow, go check it out if you want. There's some cool stuff happening there, honestly. In the farms, there's some decent opportunities. Like I said, I did take a little risk out after the baby Dojo airdrop. Just wanted to have capital available to move around if I needed to. Not really anything other than that. Just, you know, it's bull season and you want to be able to jump after some things if you want to. But if you're into it, go for it. The sushi token is how you get access to those airdrops. So you got to have sushi or be in one of the sushi farms or LPs. So get into CW404 NFTs if you're looking to do that and expose yourself to the airdrops coming on Dojo. Did wrap up a giveaway, speaking of CW404 NFTs, this yesterday for Yakuza. That's the next CW404 coming to Dojo Swap. It's just something new that people are doing with NFTs, guys. It's supposed to kind of help that liquidity level that NFTs can struggle with, and also kind of give you a more balanced floor because you've got this liquidity pool that the token can be sold to, right? And so you don't necessarily have people like flooring their NFTs trying to find a buyer because there's a liquidity pool you can sell into. So it's kind of interesting. The reroll factor definitely is a little bit of degen candy, like, not gonna lie. And I, like I said, I shared a little post about it too. Got the tokenomics there for Yakuza. But you know, there's some interesting tokenomics. It can do some number go up stuff because of the way it's set up. There are others coming. I think to the Injective platform, like I think Cage Finance is setting up like a 404 launch pad. So I think there's going to be more of this 404 coming down the pipeline or coming through the Injective ecosystem. I do think that Yakuza one is going to launch on Cage. And then there's this other one called Stealth I'm trying to find. There we go. I can share this now. Sorry, y'all. I'm rambling trying to get to this post I saw earlier. So this one's coming too. I think they're going to also launch as 404 on Cage Finance. So I don't know, y'all. I mean, if you've got alpha from ecos that you're playing in outside of Stargaze, come share it, because I'll try and share whatever I've got. I don't know. I freaking got into those pixel quants on Talus, and that is what opened up the rabbit hole of Injective for me. And honestly, I'm pretty happy I did it. It's been a good, it's been good for my bags. It's been good for my overall portfolio as we get into the beginning of the bull market here. So, and I hope, you know, if you're not in the Injective side of it, like this stuff is happening in other places, right? Tank was here earlier. We mentioned how people are having so much fun on Solana. I'm sure there's other places this stuff is happening right now as things are getting a little bit more fun again. There's a little bit more liquidity. The prices are looking a little greener, right? So I hope you're getting after it wherever, right? Because it is there. What's up, V? I see the request. Hang on, bro. You coming up? So yeah, man, like seriously, I hope you're getting after it somewhere and having some wins too, because it feels good to be having some wins right now. Like I said, I've done some good moves on the Injective side that have been good for the portfolio. And so I hope you guys are getting some wins too, seriously. I know we were just talking about PVP and the loss of WAGMI, but it is bull season. And if you're smart about it, you can make it a little bit. And then, you know, I'm not saying everybody's going to get their mansion or whatever, but set your goals for what your life needs or what you want to get out of it. Make realistic ones. And yeah, WAGMI, we can all get it a little bit this season. Anyways, what's up, V? You coming to share some alpha from Injective, or you got something else to drop on us?
Yes. Hello, Pleb. Hi. Hello, everybody. Nice to be here with you. You were talking about the sushi for a moment, and I don't know if you've seen that, but we're running a huge giveaway on our Discord. So basically, there is one sushi up for grabs, and that started like today. And we're going to have another sushi up for grabs on Friday, I believe. The one I'm talking about, which started today, is going to be going for like 30 days, because that sushi gone for adventure. So it's basically locked, and you're going to be getting sushi with Oma with it. So I think it's pretty cool. All you have to do is come to our Discord, grind with us, or just spread sushi love around Twitter, around socials, in Telegram, or whatever you feel like doing it. And then the second one, which is going to be on Friday, all you have to do is join Spaces. I believe we're going to have it with Meta Maverick and Eric and teammate Tyler, you know, the regular sushi gang from the Discord. It's all supported by the official sushi team. So that's just a little fun to play with. I think if you want, it's about $1,000 worth at the moment, I believe. Yeah, so that's for everyone who wants to grind with us, I guess. That's it.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, V. I got a post from Tyler up here, any of you guys listening, and I think it's got the Discord link. So you can jump over and get some more info about how to win one of those sushi fighters. But yeah, when I looked this morning, the price was a little over $1,000 for one sushi. It's interesting. You can buy those sushi tokens via DojoSwap. You can buy the NFTs on Talus. If you sell a sushi token into the pool on DojoSwap, your NFT burns. If you buy an NFT out of the pool on DojoSwap, you generate a new NFT. So yeah, like I said, it is interesting, the mechanics of it.
is worth a look if you're interested in NFTs, if you're interested in new stuff this cycle. Don't be a misser just because you were like, I don't know if I've got time. Just go look. And if you decide not to, then that's fine, right? Like, if it's not for you or if the entry cost is too much, whatever. Like, then move on to the next thing. But it is cool stuff. And like I said, even if you feel like, hey, maybe Sushi had its little initial pump that first week and community went crazy and things like that. Well, there's new ones coming. So don't miss those then if you want to have an entry point that may be at the beginning of one of these things. Check out Yakuza. Go to my profile and find that info I posted. I just put the Stealth tweet up here, I think, from Stealth Labs. I think they are launching on Cage with 404 stuff, but don't quote me on that because that is really a stealth build right now. Like, it's super quiet. The founder like posts once or twice a day in the telegrams, and then the rest of the ninjas are just there saying GM and whatnot. So like, we're kind of just waiting that one out for the full announcement.
If I can drop with one more little thing about the stealth.
Yeah, go for it, bro.
It's been going on for a long while already. I don't know if you know, if you remember the first wave of mem tokens on ING, like Kira and Ninja, and there was a certain token called Eric also. Is not doing that well at the moment, I believe, but there is a staking and apparently some NFTs coming, and that's the same team who's behind the Stealth Lab. That's how I got to this Discord. And it was a while back, I don't know, about half a 6 months perhaps, and it's been going like this for a while, but this guy was regularly dropping nice updates, and now this launch on Telegram, I think, that you also participated, I believe. So yeah, they stealthily working behind the scenes, and I believe they will deliver something nice, but just to give you a little more information, it's been going on for a while now, and yeah, developing definitely is there, so you can see progress.
Longer build than I was even aware of, so that's cool. So yeah, like I said, there's things that are in the works over there. There's more stuff coming on Dojo Swap. Like, if you feel like, oh, I miss Baby Dojo, why go get involved? Just go look, right? Feel it out and do some research for yourself. Go check out this other one coming, Yakuza's on Injective. Go check out Stealth Labs on Injective, right? See about these other things coming. Go check out Cage Finance, because it seems like that's where the 404 launchpad is going to be. Cage is partnered with Dojo. So some of the things coming through Cage might airdrop stuff to Dojo Swap too. So there's a lot of different ways to get exposure to some of this stuff going over there. I don't know. Like I said, I try and keep y'all informed. I'll tell y'all what I'm doing too. Like I said, took out a little risk so I could have liquidity to move around a little bit if needed, but I got my sushis over there. I still got a little bit of stuff on the farms because it's been good harvesting. It's been funding my NFT wallet a little bit. So, you know, like I said, I'll be honest with y'all. Don't go play around with money you don't want to play around with, but go look into it. It's bull season if you want to. And seriously, come share the alpha with me if you want. If you got some from somewhere else. Speaking of other alpha, I think Hydro airdrop happens tomorrow. So if you were an Injective staker or I think testnet user for Hydro, I think you get to claim your airdrop tomorrow for Hydro Finance. I swear to God, there was one other item I had come across and I was like, oh, that's a perfect thing to share in the space, but I can't find it now.
When pleb?
Nah, this ain't the space for that.
Oh, dang it. I thought it was the ultimate alpha.
Nope. This ain't the space for that. We'll have time for that when we have time for that. I don't know. Oh, snap! That was it. I remember now. There's this thing that's popped up. Came across it. I think they followed me, and so I followed back. Bad parents on Stargaze is a thing now, and right, it's always gonna come back to it, right? But anyhow, if you know CTB, Crypto Tech Believer, in this space, he is highly involved with the Gelato community. He actually took over, I think, the Wolf Hunters NFT project community
Gelato manages a few different NFTs. They've kind of onboarded and taken over a few that were like collapsing or like, you know, having difficulties, and, you know, gave their communities a place to continue and things like that. So yeah, if you didn't know that, Gelato is kind of heavily involved on the NFT side, even though, you know, their platform is the games and raffles and things like that, right? Anyhow, so Crypto Tech Believer, he's active in many communities. I see him in IBC Gang. He's a big helper with the Gelato community and their NFT side. I guess his wife decided to make these bad parents, because she didn't, I can't find, there's some AI bad parents. This is not, these black and white ones are not the ones I'm talking about. I'm trying to find it, guys. I'm sorry. Anyhow, she was looking at bad kids and all the other bad art we've got, I guess. And he was like, she didn't see anything that she identified with. So she started coming up with bad parents because they're both parents of, you know, they have some younger kids. And I'm sure he reached out to me to tell me all this because he sees me post about my kids and talk about my kids sometimes. And, you know, we're all bad parents, even if we think we're good parents, or even if you're a good parent, you have your bad moments and whatnot. So anyways, there's these bad parents. Some of them are being done in the fashion of bad kids. And some of them are being done, like, I guess, out of her own, like, artistic, you know, inspiration. If that makes sense. I don't know if I'm saying the right thing here. But anyways, if you see, like, an NFT numbered higher than 10,000, I guess that's one that she just did from her own inspiration or what have you, like her own take, or one she created that she just liked and wanted to have in the collection. If you see them under 10,000, I guess that is the, God, I wish I could find this handle and share it, you guys. I'm really sorry. Of course, like, it's common name, right? So I don't know where the underscore or the number is supposed to be. Anyhow, if you see these NFTs numbered under 10,000, then they were inspired by the original Bad Kids piece, I guess. But I was going to get one once I saw one come up that looked like, you know, one I like. Apparently they're going to, like, make ones for the Gelato community and things like that. And then do giveaways via X and stuff like that. But anyhow, if you do see bad parents pop up and they look a bit like bad kids, it's from Crypto Tech Believer and his wife. So real community people. There's a story behind it. I will let them tell you the actual story other than kind of the artistic side of it. But yeah, that's that. What else? I don't know. Anybody else got anything? I see other people came in. Timmy, thanks for popping in, bro. You can always come up and speak, but you speak in so many spaces and you're always so busy. I didn't want to have to force you up with giving you a mic. What's up, Chris? Go ahead, man. I'm just up here rambling, bro. Please give me a break.
Homestead. So have you, did you check out, what was it called? The new raffle / lending platform for Sargos that Jacob created over at Atlas DAO.
Have you? I haven't been on it yet. Quite honestly, like, I just haven't. I don't like to enter raffles usually for a number of reasons. It's just not my preferred form of, like, tossing money out into the wind for gambling. But I've seen it in the space, like, this weekend, right? Like, I've seen several posts about it. I think Picture Day is raffling a Bad Kids, and it's just 200 stars for the auction ticket or for the raffle right. ticket. So, like, you know, that's cool. Totally. Like,
let's bypass the raffle part. What do you think about the lending, and how do you feel like lending is going to impact Stargaze? as a whole and the types of NFTs we see there as lending and NFTFi grows?
I mean, I want to say if you build it, they will come, but like you have to have something they want to come for too, right? So we need, I guess, probably more strength to the community and volume for lending to be more viable outside of one or two collections right now. Is that a fair take? I mean,
yeah, and that's what I was trying to gauge, because me being over on OmniFlix, obviously, you're right. Over there, especially, there's not enough volume. There's not enough users. Hopefully, in the bull, we see all of Cosmos NFTs, including Stargaze and OmniFlix, see amazing growth, so that these things would be a viable option. But yeah, just curious what your take on that was.
Yeah, so I would love to see that be a huge success. I would love, I think I had suggested it to a different project over on Injective that they should look into a way to like leverage lending against their NFTs. Like if you have a super valuable NFT and you can leverage that value for something, I think that's great. We always talk about like liquidity issues with NFTs, people not being able to like utilize the value of them so much. So I think there's a number of ways that you could have like a lending platform like that. You know, if you've got an $8,000 NFT and you can leverage that value to go do some DeFi stuff with, and create better value for your own portfolio, I think that's great for people. I know DGens will love it, but it has to have this.
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking about like DAOs and communities leveraging NFTs for collateral as a DGen and
I'm a pleb and I think about things in like the individual user level a lot. I get bogged down in that mindset, but that's what you just said, like that's a great idea, because there are so many projects and stuff that probably have a treasury wallet that might have a bag kit in it, right? And they've been leveraging that for when they could flip it for, you know, like Moon, right? Like when Moon, or like now that the bag kit's getting airdrops, I'm sure there are projects that have, you know, a bag kit in their project wallet and they're getting the value of these airdrops from it. So to be able to potentially form a DAO, and you know, lots of projects are right now, and use that then to get lending for your project to potentially build something and use that revenue to then pay off the loan. Like there's some really cool things that could happen. That's actually a really good point, dude.
Yeah, and the reason I bring that up is I think even though I'm kind of like pushing my collection to be that type of collection on OmniFlix, obviously we have a lot of growth that we need over there for that to be something, like you said, it would just be a one or two collections over there. But I think Stargaze, you're so far ahead of the curve on volume as far as like you, like Stargaze is the NFT platform. As much as I'm an OmniFlix fan, like I'm a collector on Stargaze as well, right? So when I think about lending, I think you're much more primed on Stargaze. Now, a lot of these ones are like PFP collections and stuff. Like, I don't think those make good collateral. Not everyone is going to be a bad kids, right? It just holds that value and kind of can ride through a bear market and use it for lending without getting liquidated. But what I do think, or what I'm curious is once you see lending as a driving aspect on any NFT platform, will that push it to be more of a utility-based NFT with some sort of revenue stream attached to it, things that would make it a better collateral? And that's kind of where I was going at is like, I think that, you know, OmniFlix and Stargaze could be those kind of platforms that could drive those more. Not that we want to discount the art or something as cool as Bad Kids, because that's cool, right? Even if there's no actual utility other than airdrops. It's just going to be one of those things where you see ones that have like, especially a revenue stream attached to it. If you can prove that your NFT can earn a certain amount of revenue per quarter or per year, it kind of gives you an idea of what someone willing to lend you for it, you know?
Yeah. What do you think, man? Are you going to utilize the platform as an individual?
What's that? You mean
Jacob's thing? You run your own raffles or try to do your own NFT?
I did two.
Oh, you did? Cool.
But they were just like, I got rid of a Kryptonium NFT this morning, and I've got one, like you said, for the gelato where they took over 777.
Okay.
And, just to test it out, I saw what Jacob was doing back on Juno, and I was really shocked when I saw the UI UX of it. And, you know, I'm a big person on the lending. I'm like you. I don't really care as much about participating in raffles. But if I could find a way to utilize the raffles, you know, because if you think about it, if you pay 25 or 30 or 70 stars towards something and it has a 900 plus floor price and a 700 plus stars best offer, you know, for the people who get lucky and win it, like their ability to flip to best offer and immediately profit, I think that's going to be a big deal. Like as the community goes forward into the bull market, people will utilize that to just flip. And
I agree that there is some use for raffles and that some people will absolutely love it. And there are people who love to enter raffles.
But it's definitely gambling.
It definitely is. And it's a type and the risk that goes along with it is high.
Absolutely, which is why I typically stay away from it from a user standpoint. I don't play them often. Other than every now and then, I'll do a gelato one, a ticket here and there if I see something I really want. I did do the bad kids because the volume or the floor price on a bad kid is so high, and I was
like
super
you said,
late, so I don't have a bad
if you
kid.
If you can hit that auction, the immediate flip, even if you just wanted to paper
exactly.
hand it and take the collection offer. Is insane. So like there is some risk versus reward
exactly.
and ROI there where like if you've got just 200 stars or like I was scrolling and I think I saw somebody had bought like 30 tickets. I was like, yeah, I guess.
I bought two.
RT, if you got that much, it's still a great turnaround on the investment.
Yeah, I got two. I'm more conservative. So, and that's like I don't do raffles. So two for me is a lot, honestly.
So yeah, anyhow, like but for like As a way for people to also just another way to like I was saying with the 404s and stuff, trying to have a different way of offering liquidity for NFTs, right? Like just another way for people to be able to, you know, kind of move on from an NFT or sell it without just taking that marketplace offer. Like I know a lot of people hate that feeling, right? You'd rather have somebody take an offer on it or like. You could raffle it. I'll say like what I've done a lot recently is like the auctions on Stargaze. And that's pretty similar to what you're talking about. Like some of them, you can win an auction. You can get the winning bid on some auctions there and be quite under floor price and market offers. So it's the same kind of thing what you're talking about right there. Is there some, you guys should check out the auctions tab. I go once or twice a day and just look and see what's closing down soon and what just booted up because. You know, if you get something that's quite a bit under floor price, under market offer, you're already right there. You can just flip it over if you want. So, and sometimes that's a good thing to do if you're trying to help your mint budget or what have you.
Exactly.
For sure. I mean, it's like you got to make some of those choices based on your own portfolio, your own budget, your own things like that, right? Like, for sure, you're the only person who's ever going to advocate for your portfolio and your bags is you. So if you got to do some of that to make your ends meet or to chase the FOMO that you want to chase, go for it. But you got to realize you might make a bad choice here and there. You might make curve too hard or left curve too hard.
Or a lot of bad choices. Consecutively.
Sounds like somebody's got experience there, or you're looking at my own portfolio, sir.
No, definitely have experience in that. So, but Pleb, the best lessons learned or the hard lessons?
I don't know about that, man.
Were you in the Luna crash when USTD pegged? Surely.
Oh man, I had a good bit of UST. In osmosis pools. Yeah, so
I bet you'll never make that same mistake again in crypto ever.
What the hell are you talking about? Have you heard me talking about how much I've been after Dojo? Yo, you I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. It's all about the gambling addictions.
Oh yeah, what was that?
Like Matthew McConaughey is like selling it on like the late night television, like your gambling plays or whatever. And Al Pacino, there's one scene where he goes to the Gamblers Anonymous meeting, and everybody's sharing their horrible story about how much they lost their lives, their wives, their families, their dignity. And he gets his chance to speak, and he starts talking, and like he's going to tell this sob story, and he says, "But never in my life have I ever felt as alive as when they're pulling it all away from me, because I just lost." It's like, yep, that is the Luna right there. For sure. So anyhow, y'all do you though.
And Al Pacino's a hell of an actor.
Yeah, he does some good stuff. But yeah, that scene always sticks out to me whenever I'm making my 8 plays here in this Web3 world of ours. And I'm like, yeah, all right, well, why not? One more try. What else? Oh, shoot, man, it's already after 12. Y'all, I'm going to have to shut this space down in a few. I got to go pick up my daughter from daycare here. So.
Well, thanks for hosting today, Blair.
Yeah, unless we have any other meat to get into, I might say let's wrap it here. Maybe we should end with a more positive vibe than Al Pacino and the Gamblers Anonymous meeting. Here you go. Here's a positive vibe for you. The Bad Kids Stars floor price is up to almost 190,000 stars, but thanks to our dump war, that's only 4,700 USD. So if you were trying to buy a bad kid on a dip, you can now. I don't know. Everything else out there on the Stargaze platform is a little bit dippy overall, thanks to that dumper. So go ahead and get after something you might have missed on. For example, you can get a Pixel Squids right now for only 81 USD. I don't know if the 329 USD on Galactic Mining Club's a great deal or not. You'd probably have to arbitrage that back to Necropolis to see. Pixel Wizards are only 119 USD. Go get yourself a wizard that tells you the price of your favorite token for the bull market, people. All right. Yeah, I don't know. We'll do this again Friday, right? Freshman Friday's coming. Rebel Robo Punks is our first of the punk projects, and I'll figure out what else is coming. I'm sure there's either a team pick or like an open edition, something more in the art, classical art category this week. So I'll try and get a post up about that for anybody who's interested. But yeah, that's enough rambling and ranting today. I hope y'all have enjoyed the time and the space. Thanks for joining me. Thanks to my speakers so much. I really, really appreciate it. It makes a difference in a space. Go out, mint some conspiracy culture NFTs, people. There's Easter eggs throughout. There's tokens that get you stars back. The creators, the team, they have a plan for the next year for this conspiracy culture project where it's all going to play off of the NFTs there, the Easter eggs, the traits, things like that. So there's a plan there and some community to have fun with. Yeah. Like I said, I'll see y'all Freshman Friday. Go out there, get some NFTs, have fun, be kind, be well. I'll see y'all next time. Peace out, y'all. Have a good one.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these token knocks. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible. possible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats, tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.